Let's call this meeting to order of the Senate Transportation Committee. Let the record reflect it is 1:03 p.m. on April 9, 2015. We're in the Butcherovich Room 205. Let the record show we have a quorum to do business. Present are Senator Bishop, Senator Stedman, Senator Dunleavy, Senator Egan, and myself, Senator Machicki. I'd like to recognize our staff today, Ann Krekelberg from Senate Records, Jonathan Shermer from the teleconference network, and once again filling in for Lynn Smith and Bard from Senator Bishop. Thank you. This is Mr. John Manley. Please turn off your cell phones. The purpose of our meeting today is to consider a bill we've had up before, and that is Senate Bill 66 relating to car rental tax, sponsored by Senator Giesel. We have a proposed committee substitute which addresses the questions that were raised by committee members in our previous hearing. Here to explain those changes is Senator Giesel and Forrest Wolf of the sponsor staff. So if you'd like to put your name on the record and proceed, please do so.
Chairman, at ease.
At ease. Back on, a member would rather we move the CS first or adopt the CS first as a working document. So do we have a motion, Mr. Vice Chair?
Mr. Chairman, I move to adopt version F as our working document.
Without objection?
No object.
We have an objection for an explanation from the sponsor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate you convening the meeting today to hear this bill. I believe you've heard the overview previously about the misguided interpretation of the previous law. So we have introduced a committee substitute, and I will ask my staff to take you through the changes.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, for the record, my name is Forrest Wolf, staff to Senator Kathy Giesel. And we thank you again for hearing Senate Bill 66 this afternoon for the second time. The new CS, which is version F before you today, really only has one substantive change from the previous version already heard. And that is the addition of Section 5 on page 4, lines 7 and 8, which simply clarifies that for the purposes of this statute, personal property is a definition given in AS01.10.060. Which reads, personal property includes money, goods, chattels, things in action, and evidences of debt. After working with the members of the Alaska Support Industry Alliance, they felt it was important that this definition be directly referenced in the statute, so it was very clear and there would be no confusion in the future. The rest of the changes in the CS are purely structural, and I have provided a memo from our drafter, Emily Nauman, explaining them. She is also available online if you have any questions for her directly. Once again, we thank you for hearing SB 66 again and urge a yes vote to pass out of committee today. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Wolf. Questions from committee members? Seeing none, I'm going to ask if we're going to open public testimony on the CS. Thank you for removing the objection.
Yeah, I'll move my objection.
Yeah.
For the adoption.
Okay. That adopts the CS. Okay. So thank you. I'm going to open public testimony for Senate Bill 66. And I have several people here for questions, and I have one to testify, and that is Catherine Thomas with Alaska Pacific Leasing. Catherine?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. We just urge you to pass the bill out of committee. We support the latest draft or committee substitute. Thank you.
Thank you, Catherine. Any questions for Catherine? Okay, we also have online. We have John Cook with Airport Equipment Rentals, Emily Nauman with the Legal Division, Brandon Spanos with Tax Division, Rebecca Logan with the Alliance, and Rudy Von Imhoff with Delta Leasing. But all are just here for questions. Is there anyone else wishing to testify? Anyone else online wishing to testify? Okay. I see a thumbs up and no testimony. With that, we're going to close public testimony. Senate Bill 66. Any further discussion or questions by committee members? No? Senator?
Yeah.
Do we have, what is the wish of the committee?
I move we pass committee substitute for SB 66 Transportation Committee with individual recommendations and attached physical note.
We have no objection. CSSB 66 Transportation is passed from committee and now goes on to the Finance Committee. Please stick around to sign the document, and we are adjourned at 1:10 p.m.